and to update the latest news at this hour, U.S. forces pushed into Baghdad today. Speaking at Central Command Headquarters, U.S. Army Major General Victor Renouart said that U.S. forces can operate in Baghdad whenever and wherever they choose, but the general cautioned this fight is far from over. There are reports of Marines with bayonets drawn engaged in battle in marshlands on the outskirts of Baghdad. Witnesses told an NPR reporter that the Republican Guard is retreating from fighting with U.S. forces, shucking off their uniforms and simply melting into the city. Reuters reports today that U.S. Marines are digging up what may be a hidden cache of chemical weapons. The Marines are reportedly acting on the tip of an Iraqi who directed them to the courtyard of a girls' school some 50 miles to the southeast of Baghdad. And Iraq's information minister read a message he said was from President Saddam Hussein, urging the Iraqi armed forces and ordinary citizens to step up attacks to defeat the U.S.-led invasion. The criminals will be humiliated, the minister said. He said, to hurt the enemy more, raise the levels of your attacks. The message said the attackers were concentrating on Baghdad and therefore weakening the U.S. and British presence elsewhere.